Good morning, church family. So good to be with you this morning, and I pray that this devotion will be a blessing to you today. You know, we are talking about extravagant generosity as one of our values here at the church. We believe that God is an open-handed Father, that He satisfies the desire of every living thing, that God desires for you to live a blessed life. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. You know, we believe that because God is generous, His generosity is for a purpose, and the purpose is the extension of His kingdom here on earth. And God has used partnership. There were people who partnered with Jesus and helped Him preach the gospel, and they provided for His needs. Paul had partners that partnered with him, that as he went out and preached the gospel, there were those that supported him financially. So I want to just talk a little bit about why, when, and where to give. And the first thing is, why do we give? Why? What is the motivation for our giving? And the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says that if I give everything to the poor, but I don't have love, it profits me nothing. So our motivation in giving should always be love. Am I experiencing God's love? And because of that, because love has been shed abroad in my heart, I can be an extension of love, and let that be the motivation. So it's true that Cornelius, when he gave, there were arms that went up to God, and God saw that. But the Bible says it was faith that pleased God. So we've always got to know that it is our faith that has been activated by love which motivates us to give. Then secondly, when do we give? Well, you know, there's been a lot of misunderstanding in terms of when we give. Well, I believe, and we believe this as a church, we give because it is a first fruit. It's not an afterthought. It's not something that we do afterwards. No, we believe that it is a first fruit that we give to God. So that is when we are giving. We are giving first. We are not giving last. And then secondly, the when is motivated by something that is not done begrudgingly. So this is what it says in 2 Corinthians 9:7. It says, as he purposes in his heart, talking about giving, let him give, not grudgingly or out of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So he's saying here, we give not under pressure, but we give cheerfully. So we can give because of the motivation of love, number one. And secondly, we give when we have purposed in our heart. So we are not giving because we're off pressure. We are giving because we have purposed something in our hearts, and it's something that we are going to do. And then thirdly, where do we give? And I believe that that is the easiest of them all. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, 7 to 11, Galatians 6, verse 6, 1 Timothy 5, 17 to 18, and many other scriptures, is saying we give where we are being fed spiritually. So I don't eat at the spur and then go pay wimpy. No, I pay where I've eaten something. And so the biblical principle here is saying we give where we are being fed spiritually. So if you are being fed in a certain place by a certain ministry or by a certain church, that is where God wants you to give, and that is the easiest of them all. So just to recap, we give, number one, our motivation is because of love. Secondly, we give not begrudgingly or out of necessity. We give cheerfully because we have purposed something in our hearts, and it's done as a first fruit. And then thirdly, where do we give? We give where we are being fed spiritually. So I pray that you would meditate on that today. I pray that it will be an encouragement for you. And you know, remember that giving is something that we do not because God is wanting to take something from us. Giving is because God is wanting to get something to us. And this is a natural expression of sowing and reaping. So be blessed today, knowing that God is an open-handed Father wanting to get His blessings to you so that He can get them through you. God bless you. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.